Father, we thank you we can gather. And we thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for life forever because of what you've done for us. So as we open your word again this morning, may we receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in Psalm 119, as those of you who were here last week, and most of you were, know, and we are doing two stanzas a week. And so today we're in the third and fourth stanza, Gimel and Daleth. So Psalm 119, I'll read these 16 verses, and then we'll talk about them just a little bit. Deal bountifully, verse 17, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud and the cursed who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. We have quite a number of prayer requests here in these 16 verses, and then we have some things that we can look at positively and negatively, whether we have them or whether we don't have them, or whether we're doing them or whether we're not doing them. But the very first verse we're looking at today is, deal bountifully. What a wonderful prayer request to ask to the maker and creator of all things to deal bountifully with us. We don't say deal stingily or give me less. We want more, right? But this is not, we're not talking about more money. We're not talking about material things, really. We're talking about something much more important than that. We're talking about the spiritual things. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live. Now, what does that mean? I think that means living at the highest level spiritually. I don't think it just means it includes physical life, but I think it's much more than that, because when we look at the whole picture, this physical life is almost not even a blip on the screen, is it? Just think of eternity that goes on and on and on and on and on and on as far as you want to go on, and then think of 100 years. It's like nothing. So the big thing is not this life here, other than choosing Jesus Christ, right? So if he's dealing bountifully with us, that I may live, and if I live, I may live in keeping your word. I may be on that level of keeping your word. I may be on that obedient level, which is the highest level. Next request, open my eyes that I may see. Oh, how true that is. How often do you read the word and you really don't see anything? You see words, but you don't see it. You really don't see it. But here, open my eyes that I may see what? Wondrous things from your word or from your law. What a great request that is. We all want to see, don't we? We all want to take it in. We all want to know what he has for us. And then verse 19 sounds like Abraham, I'm a stranger in the earth. You know, Abraham said he's looking for that city whose maker and builder is God. Just an alien here. Don't you feel like an alien? If you have any questions, just go down to South Coast Plaza and walk through the mall. Anywhere. Yeah, you can walk out of the park and all by yourself. It's pretty nice. When you're around people and around marketing and around the whole influence of the world, don't you feel like a total stranger? I'm a stranger. Well, what do you do then? You get into your commandments, because it says, do not hide your commandments from me. We need to have his word to ground ourselves as we are strangers here on the earth. Verse 20, my soul breaks. Doesn't our soul break with all of the hideousness that we see around us and with the little ones not knowing the Lord and having no interest of any age, really, in the Word of God? But my soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. Now, does your soul actually break with longings for that, for his judgments? And once in a while, it says at all times. That's a great prayer, isn't it? To pray that we would be committed to him at all times. And then pride, we keep coming up with that. It seems like whatever scripture we're in, you rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Now, I think the thing that spoke to me there was, yeah, he rebukes me all the time. What do I do about it? Doesn't the Spirit all the time rebuke you on these kinds of things? And you may ask your friends, as I do, to pray for me, but you got to do a little more than that, I think. I think you need to get back to the Word, and you need to respond to his rebuke in a way that's changing your life. He's not just reminding you to waste the time. So that's the statement here. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments, and then remove from me reproach and contempt. Now, what is that? Well, I think that is primarily the reproach and contempt we get from the world because we're his. That's the evil working through other people. They look at us with disapproval. They look at us as worthless, as useless, basically, because we need the Lord. They don't need the Lord. They're strong. Only the weak and feeble-minded need the Lord is what their position is, isn't it? But his prayer is, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I've kept your testimonies. I'm not like the world. I've kept your testimonies. Great prayer, isn't it? What's going on around us? Princes also sit and speak against me. But your servant meditates on your statutes. So what's the antidote to contempt, reproach, and people speaking against you? Meditating on the Word of God. Meditating on the Word of God. That gets you back to where you need to be, doesn't it? And then verse 24, your testimonies are two things for me. Your testimonies are my delight. Are his testimonies delightful to you? How delightful are they to you? Are they your counselors? How often do you refer to the Lord or to his word with regard to decisions, with regard to everything, really? That's what his testimonies are, though. They should be my delight and they should be my counselors. Verse 25, my soul clings to the dust. Don't you feel like at times you just got dust of the world on you, and it just like clings to you. You can't quite wash it off in a way. My soul clings to the dust, and now quicken me or revive me. How? According to your word. We keep saying the word, the word, the word, all the way through, of course, in every verse. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Great prayer request. Teach me your statutes. And right along with that, make me understand. Teach me and make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. How much time did you spend this week meditating on his wonderful works? Just a question. The time spent meditating on his wonderful works compared to the time checking with the news, following up on all the rumors and stories and all the other stuff that's out there. How's that balance? For most of us, I think it's way out of balance. I think we get a lot of doses of ugliness of the world that gets us all riled up and we want to know more about it. What do you mean that bill is bad? How bad is it? Well, let's check it out. And I'm not saying we're supposed to be idiots, but I am saying that's a heavy duty. That's clinging to the dust as you get into that stuff. And we want to be meditating on your wonderful works or wondrous works, depending on your translation. And then right along with that, my soul melts from heaviness. What's the antidote to that? Strengthen me. Strengthen me according to your word. Strengthen me according to your word. And then a great prayer again for us. They're all great. Remove from me the way of lying. Remove from me the way of lying. Oh, how I have a habit of rounding numbers off in my favor. You know, we talk about the old system of weights. You know, you had a balance scale where they had two weights, and lights and heavy, you know. It's heavy when you want to buy something, and because you don't buy very much because the weight is heavy. And or the other way around, when you sell it, you get the wrong weight. You got to use the same weights, right? So truth is truth, and you don't round it off and exaggerate. Oh, my, I witnessed to, it must have been at least 1,000 people yesterday. Well, there were actually 3. Well, maybe that's a little extreme, but remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. Look at the word grace there. It's by his grace, by his mercy that we can even do anything. And learning his word is by his grace. Grant me your law graciously. I've chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. How do you find the truth? You look at the judgments in the word of God, because the word is all true, right? It doesn't just contain truth. It is truth, right? That's the big difference between this book and any other book you'll read. Other books have some truth in them, but they're not all truth. This is truth. So, I've chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I've laid before me. And then, verse 31, I cling to your testimonies. Or cleave to your testimonies. It's basically the same word there as a man and a woman are to cleave to each other. They're to come together. I want to be one with his testimonies. I want to hold on to them. And as such them, there'll be no shame in my life, really. Because I won't be in all the... This book keeps you out of sin, and sin will keep you out of this book, right? So when you cling to it, you can say, oh Lord, do not put me to shame. And then finally, verse 32, I will run the course of your commandments. What is that course? What is your course? Do you understand your course that you're to run? And how can you run it? Because he enlarges your heart. We can think of a physical heart there with a runner to be more strong, but I think this is much more than just a physical heart. How big-hearted are you? Is your heart growing? I'm not saying in millimeters and centimeters. I'm saying you have a bigger heart for the Lord, a bigger heart for the poor, a bigger heart for others than you used to have. I pray you do. And I think you will if you're running the course of his commandments. Father, we thank you for your word. We could spend so much time on each verse and not even get to the depth of it at all, but just reading it briefly, Lord, these 16 verses give us things to ponder, things to, as a barometer, where am I? How are we doing? And also a compass to show us what we need to do and how to do it step by step. So here we are to pray this morning, Lord, and with your word in mind, would we pray, and as led by your Spirit, lead us now in Jesus' name. So let us pray. As we come to the end of the hour here, just a couple of verses come to mind. My soul melts from heaviness. We have heard some of those prayers this morning. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. Father, we thank you for that truth, that your blood, Lord, is so powerful. And Holy Spirit, you are so powerful. God, you are just great. So everything we've talked about, all the problems of sin and so forth, Lord, you have taken care of that. Oh, I pray that the people would turn to you and recognize that, Lord. And I thank you for those who have. I thank you for those of the family. And I just pray we would stand for you, Lord. You've given us the treasure in these broken vessels, and that is the only good news there is. May we not hide it, Lord. May our lives just radiate that glory for all to see wherever we are, Lord, without ever opening our mouth, just to see you. So, Lord, may you be honored and glorified today in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.